So I mean, there's two things here that you got to consider. One is there's certain jobs that it's very clear what they want. So you want to be an investment banker or you want to be a lawyer, like you're going to need a finance degree. They might want a CFA, at least a level one. They might want a certain set of courses. They might want a certain GPA. So in that situation, there's not much you can do. And you probably don't want to focus your time and energy on those type of jobs because you're not going to pass a resume clearing stage. There's, you know, when we think Bay Street, when we think business, there's more than five banks and five or six big law firms. There's a lot of other businesses on Bay Street and around Bay Street. If you go up towards King West or Queen West, that's kind of where like the main Silicon Valley tech startup firms are. So in that space, and I think we're going to touch on this later, is the biggest tool you can use is networking. So if you're a good networker, you get your skills and what your value add to any company would be. If you could bring that over in an informal setting where it's not, you know, here's a job description, here's a deadline, better apply, your resume better look like this. Getting past that stage is very hard. But if you have good networking skills and it's a company which is, I guess, kind of stuff that we mentioned earlier, smaller businesses, both could be public, private, they're generally networking play stronger roles there where you could present those soft skills in a different context. And like a certain program after that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I was not good at when I was younger was realizing that you just got to put yourself out there. I think the networking piece is very important. I'm astounded at anything I go to. There's almost always a student section to it. And I think that most industries understand the value of getting to know the assertive students early because they're more likely, not always, but more likely to be more successful. And so then the companies in those sectors want to meet them as early as they can. Just like you'd said earlier, when I started to be a lawyer or a law student, we didn't pick our students after their first year of law school. We picked them at articum time. Now the process has been backed up so that now we select law students a lot earlier to join law firms. And the same thing in slightly different way, the same thing happens in many different industries. I go to so many different events in so many different industry sectors, and there's always a student section. And so there's always an opportunity in almost every industry you might be interested in to participate in industry events. There's a student who I knew who went to the MBA school and that the lower MBA school here in Toronto, and she was an intern. She was volunteering for an organization, a clean technology organization I was involved with, and she was helpful to me. I introduced her to somebody. She met somebody else, and she has a wonderful career in that sector now. There are so many opportunities, I think, for students to participate at an early stage in industry sectors you're interested in. And don't be afraid. I was always so afraid to talk to people thinking I had to have it perfect. I'm not expecting a student to have it perfect. Why should I? And nobody is. And yet you probably expect it of yourself, and that's probably a good thing to expect it of yourself, but you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be there. Being there is half the battle. And one thing I said I remember at York University has a spring event for some of the great graduating students called Gratitude. And one of the things that I have said, and I think we were talking about here on the panel about writing good emails and that sort of thing. And I have to even remind some of our younger lawyers and our students, with technology the way it's been, with smartphones and our computers and always on and all the rest, we've gotten so used to, especially people of at your stage, of doing almost everything through typing, whether it's typing on your smartphone, typing on your computer, whatever it is. I have to remind some of our young lawyers, and I try and remind students, talking to people is necessary. It's really important because the problem with these, even with an IM type communication, is it isn't the same as talking to somebody. You can't read nuance. You can't sort of, in a polite way, talk over each other and actually get to the point faster. I have to remind some of our young lawyers, Don't send another email to that person. Phone them up. We'll resolve the point if you phone them. And the same thing holds true in terms of using older technologies. I tell students, and this is something I'll tell every single one of you, go to Vistaprint, go to Staples, get 250 business cards or 100 business cards printed up with your name, your contact information, and be prepared to hand them out to everybody. Because people like me, I don't know how to bump my phone to somebody else's phone and get your contact information. And even if I did, it's then going to be with the 5,000 other contacts that are on here. So I'm not actually going to be able to speak to you that well. If you put a card in my hand, I'm going to write a note on the back of that card and I'm going to say, I met this person at the Founders Assembly on January 29th or 30th, whatever day it is today, and I'm going to remember. And then when you call me up, I'm going to have pulled that up with the note that I met you that day. And I'm going to have a recollection. Maybe it'll allow me to remember your face or what you said or whatever. Business cards are surprisingly important still. And yet you'd think they're not. But as a student, there's this one student from York who I met 3 years ago at the Gratitude event. And I have met her and remembered her ever since because she was the only student of 300 at that event who handed me a business card. And it simply said, whatever her name was, student, York University, whatever program she was in, but every time I see her, I remember her because she handed me a business card. So there's like old technology is amazing, but you have to use the right technology in the right setting. And instant technology of Blackberries and iPhones and all the rest isn't always the right technology. The phone works and business cards work.
Randy, you mentioned some of those industry events recommendations of how or where they can access some of
this? Every industry in this country in the world has trade associations, every one of them. So for example, I do a fair bit of work with renewable energy developers and generators here in Ontario and elsewhere. One of the industry associations, I forget what it's called, the Ontario Energy Association or Ontario Sustainable Energy, one of them, there's all kinds of them. And they have these luncheons every month. And one of the tables that is paid for by the association is a student table. And so there's always a half an hour of networking, just like we're going to have towards the end of today. There's a half an hour of networking at the beginning, and those dozen students or whoever at that table are there just like I am, just like the folks from, you know, the big energy companies are. And I'm delighted if a student wants to come up and ask me, what's my life like, or what am I doing, or what do I like about the industry, or whatever, and I'll remember them. You know, one of the things I tell our students and our young lawyers is one of the other greatest things about Bay Street firms is they tend to be large. And as a result, they tend to be large and they tend to have lots of people work for them. So they happen to have really good training and development programs within them. Like you've talked about, you get your targets, you can move to the next stage of your career within your bank. Okay. One of the things I tell our students is we have a responsibility to give you those opportunities, training, development, mentoring, all the rest. But only you own your career. So if you want your career to go the way you want it to, you have to figure out how to make it go where you want it to go. You figured out in your business, I'll meet my targets, I'll show my initiative, I'll beat my targets. The people who I work for are gonna say, I'm ready to go to the next level, whatever that is. If you're a student and you show up at an industry event, I'm gonna remember you. And so if you're interested in a sector, whether it's an IT sector, if you wanna work there, you know, in the IT sector, there's probably five geographic regional IT associations in Toronto alone that are worth knowing and going to some of their events. And almost every one of them has a student category of membership. Almost every one of them has a student opportunity to participate. You volunteer for one of those organizations, you bet that people are going to remember you. Like there's a million ways you can do this. And if you're nervous about putting yourself out there, that's okay. I was. It took me a long time. The only time I finally figured out how to do this was when I started a business and I had no customers and I had to get them. It's my biggest thing about trying to have these kinds of conversations is it's really not hard. Creates a bit of stress, and you have to be prepared to live with that stress or accept that stress until you get used to it. But putting yourself out there is easy, and nobody's going to fault you for doing it. Everybody's going to credit you for doing it. So every sector you could want. If there's a company, frankly, if you don't even know what the sector trade association is called, find a company in that sector you like, look for its partnerships on their website or Facebook page or wherever. Look for their partnerships. I guarantee it's going to have the trade associations they're a part of. And then you can find which are the important ones. Because every industry, most industries have multiple. And so you go to a few events of all of them, and then you figure out, oh, these are the ones that really matter, and I'll spend my time there. It's hard. It's not hard. People, if If I meet somebody at an event like this, and I'm not suggesting I can do this for all 40 people, if somebody sends me a LinkedIn request and I care about them because they're a York University student, well then all of a sudden they have access to my 1,500 LinkedIn associates. They know who they are. And they can say, Randy, you know, I saw that you know this person. I can't do this every day and I, you know, whatever. But I mean, someone, if you show initiative, people want to help you. I mean, people, as they move through their career, they want to help people who show initiative.